Hey, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I want to say Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Here in the USA, in the States, it's Thanksgiving. And today, the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday. I don't know why. Didn't look that up. But I'm in Pennsylvania, and it's snowing right now. We probably have about 2 or 3 inches of snow, and it's nice because I'm home, in all honesty. But just beautiful when it snows at first, you know, first snow of the season. It's nice. Everyone enjoys it. It's when we get that eighth or ninth snow of the season and we get a blizzard that nobody likes it. But anyway, enough with that. I just want to go over some things that, for Thanksgiving, you want to be thankful. Now, granted, supposedly the pilgrims, you know, had the first Thanksgiving here and they ate turkey here in the States when they first came over to celebrate, you know, religious freedom. So, one thing I want to celebrate is all the good we got going for us. Now, I know at Thanksgiving, you know, it's you get together with family, and most people do. They get together with family and friends, and it's a good time to be thankful for that. And you're happy that, you know, you got, usually here in the States, most people have a 4-day weekend if they don't have to work. And it's just a time for us to reflect, watch American football for most of us, and really get to relax. So I'm thankful for that. And trust me, I know it's hard to be thankful. And I know what a lot of you are going through. There's a lot of problems and pain out there. We have a lot of issues, and not every Thanksgiving is wonderful. This year I'm very fortunate, although I won't get to see many friends or family. But I do get to be home for Thanksgiving. That makes me happy. So I'm thankful for that. And I guess my point here is, it's really tough to be thankful when you got so many problems. You know, you tend to focus on the problems and the bad. And it's easy to do. You know, you get in that cycle and it's all around you. You got problems. You got things all around you going bad. It's really easy to get stuck in that trap. That's why it's good on Thanksgiving to really make an effort to concentrate on what you're thankful for. And there were times when I was down and out, all my friends would say is, well, you have your health. And, you know, they were right. And I think of all the injuries out there where the guys don't have their health. They don't even have that going for them. All the guys that get hurt out there, they just don't have it. They're trying to recover. They're trying to get better. They're going through rehab. So looking back, yeah, I was grateful I had that. And the reason they said that was because, in all honesty, that was all I had. So all you guys out there going through tough times, just find something you got. And I happen to know a few of you that are injured out there. At least you got friends and family supporting you. That's something to be thankful for. So I really want you to make a conscious effort to think of what you're thankful for. Don't feel the doom and gloom that many of you feel because you focus on all your problems. Try to find something good. You know what I mean? If we really concentrate, we can think of what's good out there. So I'm going to bring it back to wireless and bring it back to the wireless field deployments in the industry. So I'm thankful that there have been no fatalities for, I think, the past 60 days. I think we're very fortunate. I think there have still been injuries in the past 60 days, but I can't think of anything major over the past 30 days. Hey, trust me, we got to find the good in this. So that's something we ought to be thankful for. We've had 11 fatalities this year. We had 13 fatalities last year. I'm hoping we can continue this streak of no one dying through the end of the year. It's not that far. It's just over a month. It's the end of November now. If we can make it another month, that'd be great. And I think that we have to be grateful that we haven't had any fatalities roughly for the past 60 days that I can think of or that I know of. And I know some of you out there just got injured, you know, in the past 60 days, but I think in the past 30 days, I haven't been made aware of any serious accidents. So if you know, let me know. If anyone out there has any information, let me know. But I think what we have to do is just be thankful that, you know, we're here for Thanksgiving. There's 11 people out there that aren't. There's 11 families out there that are suffering this year because they lost someone. It's going to be very hard for them to be thankful. So with all these accidents, with all these fatalities, with everyone getting hurt out there, we have to be thankful that the FCC and OSHA are doing their part. They're making changes. Nate's doing their part to make changes in the tower industry. So let's think about that. We all have to work together. I know I say that all the time, and I know you guys probably get tired of hearing it, but the reality is it's up to everyone to do their part. And I would imagine many of you out there are thinking, what can I do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can set an example. You can speak up. You can do your job and identify the hazards and be aware of all the problems out there, and then be thankful at the end of the day when you and your workmates all get to go home together. That's a good day, trust me. You may not get done, you may fall behind schedule, and I know there's a lot of scumbuckets out there that don't want to pay, but the reality is you're working to do the best that you can to set the example. And you know, when someone won't pay you, you should never ever work for them again until you get paid. So I know I'm going on and on, but I think this is a good time of year for us to step up the awareness. It's not the time to get lazy. This is something at the end of the year, we all tend to get a little complacent. We're just looking forward to the end of the year and the holidays. But hey, let's remember to stay alert. Let's remember to still pay attention and do our job. Let's not overlook our job. And if you're somewhere in the north where there's snow on the ground, at least here in the U.S. or even up in Canada, England, Europe, Germany, a lot of snow, you still have to be aware that the hazards are out there. They might be hiding under the snow. So I just want you to be alert and ready to find any hazards that are out there. So like I said, we had a rough start in 2014. We had 11 fatalities in the tower industry. So many, if not all, could have been avoided. I'm doing my feedbacks post as well, but if they say every accident's avoidable, you can avoid any accident. Sometimes I don't always believe that. Sometimes things happen that you don't foresee, or something, you have a freak accident, but for the most part, they could have been. Like a lot of these, when you read about them, you just think they all could have been avoided, or many of them could have been avoided. And that's a goal for next year. No fatalities, minimal accidents. That's the goal for next year for all of us. And again, it's up to all of you as well as me to do our part. It's not the time to get lazy or complacent. It's a time to step up the awareness and do all we can to be as good as we can, to set a good example, okay? I know I drone on and on about that, but hey, I'm thankful that so many of you are still out there. I am. I'm thankful that most of you are probably going to be home for Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that as many of you that are listening to this are still around and doing okay. If you're one of those that was injured this year, I'm thankful you're surrounded by family and friends that are supporting you. And again, I'm thankful for Nate for having the Tower Family Foundation. I'm thankful for Hubble and all they do for as many climbers as possible, not just the families of the fallen, but they also try to help climbers in need. I'm thankful for that. But we all have to stick together. And I know we all have our arguments and we all argue, well, this is a time to put it aside. You know, here again, you know, we're coming up on the religious holiday. You know, we got Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. Let's just take that time to put down our past prejudices and put down our past anger with somebody and just try to be friends. And let's try to understand that if we can all work together, we can be thankful for that, because we can help make the industry a better place. Every single person. You know, the difference between safety and politics is that in politics, they do, like, say a politician will do what's good for the politician. They'll say they're doing what's good for the country, but it's usually with something, you know, what they want. But in safety and in politics, I'm going to go back to politics real quick. You cast your vote and you hope your guy wins, right? You're really hoping for the best there. But in safety, you're not casting your vote. You're setting the example. You're doing the work. It is up to you in safety. It is an individual sport as well as a team sport. We can all stick together. We can all work to strive to maintain the standards of the safest work environment we can possibly have. And that's what I'm getting at. And I am thankful that most of you that I talk to really care about safety. You care about the instruction of safety. You care about setting an example for the other people. And I know I go on and on about this. You're probably getting tired of hearing it, but let's face it. The reality is, for all of you out there that think you can't do anything about it, you can. You can be safe. You can pay attention. You can take your time and do things right. And one of the things, I took a lot of safety classes. And I knew this one guy. He went from basically, he was more of a construction guy, but he taught OSHA classes. And he had to go out and he had to basically monitor the guys he worked with. And he was pretty fair. But he would see guys do stupid things. Just stupid things. And one of the things he told us, some of the great stories he had were when these guys would do stupid things and they're like, "You're not going to report me, are you?" And he's like, "Not report you. It's not about getting reported. It's about doing the right thing." He said, "Don't be stupid." So while they thought they were going to get off easy, they weren't looking at what was really going on. They were being stupid and taking chances. That's what's really going on. The way this company worked, they didn't necessarily issue fines or anything, but you did get marks against you that would affect your raise. So in a way, it did hurt you financially. So meanwhile, the guys look at themselves for doing something stupid and say, "Well, I was just trying to save time," or blah, blah. You know, you have all these excuses for trying to help the company. And I get it. I get it. I've been there. But what we have to do is think how we're going to hurt the company if something bad happens, if you slip. One of the stories he had was a guy was up on a lift and he couldn't reach something. So instead of moving the lift, he just jumped up on the rails of the lift, right? You picturing this? You picturing a lift about, let's say it was about 40 feet up to high lift. Because I remember where they were working. He told us exactly where it was. Jumped up on the rails, leaned over to do some work. So now granted, he had a safety on the back, but he'd have been out over the edge and hanging there. And those lifts sometimes, you know, they always feel wobbly. I know some of them tip, but geez, they always freak me out. But I mean, what could the guy do? I mean, the safety guy saw him from, it was far away. And the thing is, the safety guy saw him from the highway looking back at the building. Can you imagine? And the guy's like, "Well, you aren't going to write me up, are you?" He goes, because this was one of his old workmates. He said, "I got to write you up." He says, "I could see you from the highway. And if I saw you, who knows how many other people saw you?" And he says, "Besides, what are you doing? Just get down, move the lift." And it was early in the day, fellas. It isn't like it was at 5 at night. We're talking about 10 in the morning. And I get what he's doing. You know, he's just trying to get done so he can finish at the end of the day. He sees the picture. But if he'd have slipped or if something would have happened and he'd have yanked that, you know, if he'd have fell, I don't know if he would have got hurt. He had his lanyard on and all that, but still, come on. And I know that's not tower related, but you're still in a lift. It's still working at height. It's still dangerous. And the reason I brought it up, because there's something that people don't think about. They think, "Oh, I'm in a lift. I'll be okay." Hey, accidents happen in lifts too. Crane accidents happen. It's not just the guys on the tower, you know. It's sometimes a guy in a basket, you know, in a man basket on a crane. Sometimes a guy in a lift. And if you've done a lot of work, I've done a lot of work on lifts and in man baskets on cranes. That was just part of the job. It wasn't all about climbing the tower. So anyway, I'm thankful for all of you listening that you're able to listen to this. And I'd be real happy, and I'd like to think, I'm thankful if you're home, you're with your family, and you're enjoying the day off, if you're relaxing or doing what you want to do, no matter what that is. Some guys, you know, on Thanksgiving, I used to know guys that, you know, they would take their truck out and go race their truck through the dirt track or through trails. You know, just everyone has their own thing, which is great. So I'm just thankful that you can do your own thing, okay? All right. I went on about safety. I won't drag this out too much longer. I know you want to get back to eating a good meal. So we all have ideas how to make this better. And it is a team effort among the industry. We all have to work together. And I'm talking the employees, the companies, the groups. When I say groups, you know, the groups like Nate, the government entities like FCC, Department of Labor. We're really relying on them. We're relying on that new tire app program to take off, which I haven't heard much about it since the kickoff. I'm sort of hoping they post a little more, and maybe I'm missing something. Let me know. But as an industry, we have to unite as a team. And if you think you can't do your part, it goes back to what I said. Do your part by producing the safest work environment you can and still being efficient. Find a way to balance it and then share it with your workmates. And then maybe your company can set an example for other companies. You know what I'm saying? It does start with you. It starts with you're on the front line. Can you imagine, you know, your soldiers that are in a war, if they didn't take any feedback from the front line, they're on the front line. They know what's going on there. That's why they listen to what they have to say. That's why they send messages from the front line to the back So the back can make decisions based on what they know on each section of the front line. When you think of the front line, they aren't all doing the same job. You know, not everyone's a foot soldier. Not everyone's firing the same gun. It's a different story. Just like you, not everyone climbs the same towers. Not everyone's doing the same job. Not everyone's hanging the same type of gear. Everyone's doing something a little different, changing it in some way. Maybe some people have a better way to do it. Maybe some people don't, and maybe they need to learn that. So as an industry, I hope we unite at some point. I don't know if we ever will, because you always have those yahoos out there that underbid and they still get the work, but they just screw it up. So your only hope is that they screw it up bad enough that the customers learn not to use those yahoos again. So the values and vision we could all agree on is the best safety practices and work ethic and training that are the key factors to safety. If we can concentrate on those, I think we'll do okay. And you'll see where it all starts, values and vision. And you know what? It starts with you guys on the front line. So I know you're tired of hearing me rant and rave about that, but let's face it, it's better. So let me ask you, do you want to make the industry better or not? I think you do. So, hey, and the other thing I put on there for the holidays is I put Jed Hester's book on there on Amazon, God Wink. It's really a good book. The reason I brought it up, she talks about her loss in the industry. And I think it's something that you guys could look at and understand that this particular book is something that maybe you could learn from. You know, you could learn what the aftermath is like. It might set it all into perspective. That's why I say that. The first chapter is heart-wrenching. So that's why I put there, because, you know, Jet runs, if you know anything about Dr. Bridget Hester, she runs the Hubble Foundation. And she wrote this book when she talked about when her husband died, Hubble. So I think it would be worth your while to at least take a look at it. Because we all want to support Hubble. And I interviewed her. I have both parts on there. She likes to talk. So it was a long interview. But which is good. It's a good thing. If you ever met Jet, she's got a big heart. So the reason I brought that up is because I think the thing about when you know, we always hear these stories about the loss and the fatalities and things like that. But we can only imagine how it affects the families. But when you read the first chapter of that book, you really understand how it affected everyone immediately after the accident. Then if you continue to read the book, you understand how it affects people beyond that. You know, it's not just like something you get over quickly. It's something that's very hard to understand. And it was just a freak accident, right? Had nothing to do with him. It's a long story, but basically he's working on a huge guide tower. They're on their way down. It's the end of the day. I think a truck was coming back. The crane was coming back because he forgot something. And he accidentally, purely an accident, backed into a guy wire. One guy went, then another, then another, then the tower came down. Two guys were coming down. And it was ugly. Now, obviously, that guy didn't mean any harm. You know, I don't know if he didn't. I don't know what the story is there. I don't know if he didn't see the guy wire, which obviously he didn't. He wouldn't intentionally back into it. I think he just didn't see it. You know, it was overhead. He's probably looking down. It's just a freak accident. So with all that said, it's good to understand that when you do something stupid, the aftermath, it could happen. And I know you, no one means to do anything stupid, but here was a guy on the ground, and imagine how this guy feels after seeing the demolition that happened just because he didn't see a guy wire. I mean, he probably thought, oh, whoops. At first, you know, whoops. And then when he saw what happened, it was probably unbelievable. Anyway, I don't want to harp on the badge. Sorry, fellas. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I want to wish all you guys a happy Thanksgiving. Whether you're in the U.S. or out, I think just take a time to be thankful. Take some time throughout the day to be thankful. Okay? It'll be worth your while. Be thankful and just be happy for what you have. Even if it's only for a day, even if you're a big old grump. Trust me, I know a lot of grumpy people. If you're a grumpy guy, just take today, whatever day you're listening to this, and just find one thing to be thankful for, then maybe a second, then maybe a third. Just think of what you're thankful for and just relish the moment, you know, make it a very selfish moment. Or if you're thankful for your kids, if you have kids or your wife, your spouse, sorry, wife, husband, spouse, If you're thankful for a significant other, be thankful for them. If you have good parents in your life, be thankful for your parents, your brothers, your sisters. Be thankful for that. If you have good health, be thankful for that. If you have a good support system, be thankful for that. If you have a good job, be thankful for that. If you have a nice house with a roof over your head, be thankful for that. See, it starts with one thing. Once you start being thankful for one thing, I think you begin to realize everything else you have in your life. But well, that's it for today, people. I hope I helped, you know. I want to make everyone feel good this Thanksgiving. I just do. I want you guys all to find one thing and start there with being thankful. All right. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention to what you're doing. And happy Thanksgiving.